Hello, this is Yingling Wong, and I'm going to talk about the book I read. It's called The Call of the Wild. This book is read by Jack London, and is published in 1903. He's a writer that in realism, he writes a lot of different novels, stories, even dramas, and it's all kind of about animals. Before I talk the main idea of the book, I want to talk Jack London more because he's so important. His experiments just teach me, just tell me how this book is like that, how this book is based on Gold Rush. So he was born in 1876 in Los Angeles, and in California, a very poor farmer family. Because he's so poor, when he was young, he just started doing some labor jobs, like help people just move things around it like that. He have go to everywhere around America, and because based on his job, he had it and he actually got into the University of California, Berkeley. Yeah. And that school is really good school. Right now it's like a most, like the worldwide top four school. Yeah. And because he's so poor, so just people just push him out, like because that he after study in the university, he have joined the Alaska Gold Rush people. That's how our book based on. Our book, the background, is just based on the Alaska Gold Rush. People are, lots of people are going to the cold and the snow place, and they need help because they cannot just get by themselves, so they need dogs. And our main character, Bark, is a really good dog. He actually at the beginning is live in America's Southern in a judge's house. And he was very relaxing way and like a pet, I would say, at the beginning. And one of the people who working the garden and selling him to Alaska. In the rule break, I actually tell we can't say the summary is not about the summary, but I had to say this. After he sell to the place, the man hit him. I feel like that's the part the whole thing actually started. The call of the wild actually started. It's teaching him how to be wild and also teaching him how to survive and let him understand. Oh yeah, there's a quote from the chapter 1, I guess. It says, "Life is like this. There is no fair game rule. Once it fails, it falls, it is the end of life." Not only that, teach him how to survive, also there's another dog, I think it's Peck. Yeah, Peck stole the meat, and he realized, oh, in this place the only important thing is survive. It's not like the Southern, like his hometown, that you just have to show up, I think, show off your beauty or something, to be gentle. It's not like that. So the first time he really got stole something from the obviously the house turn or something, yeah, from the people, that actually makes us to know that he already got comfortable at this place. So this is a very important meaning at this whole book. There also is another dog. It's very important to Buck's turn. So I can't remember his name. I don't think there's a name for him. Yeah, he just keeping try to make Buck angry, and he actually teach Buck. Yeah, another teach. He actually teach Buck how to make his own group and how to be bloody, or actually meaning to back to the wild nature. So he fight with Buck once, and like Buck learned it. Yeah, I got this from the story. It says, in this maturism of Hordes, he understands to experience when fighting in group, try to protect himself. When fighting a single dog, try to ask the other party to eat the biggest loss in the shortest possible time. So I don't know how to say it, but he got used to the cruel environment in the north, and get used to who is the strongest one, who got the power, and he killed the dog, the leader dog I said before. He be a leader dog at the time, and he just understand. He understand the rule that, I got this in the book. He never let go of any favorable opportunity, and he will no retreat from struggle between life and death. Rule others or be enslaved by others. There can be no safe peace, and the safe path is a sign of weakness. There is no safe path in the original life, otherwise it will be regarded as weak, which will kill you. Killing or being killed. Eating or being eaten is the law, the internal law. So at the whole book, he have a lot of different hosts. The last one is who helped him survive his life, John Sandon, and his dog there. The first time he felt love and warm, and that was actually the last like quiet life in Buck's life. And at that period of time, he already feel his wealth, and he just want to go back to the forest, and he just come back again because of Sana. And he meet a wolf with this path. One time, there's people kill his friend and the human, which is his host. That's actually the end of the whole book. He become the leader of the wolf. He find the body of Sandon, and he just look up to the sky and just start. I don't know how you say this in America. Yeah, I forgot the word. It's like a screaming, I would say. This is an example, the thing I mentioned before. Actually, it's Adamus. There was a cry in the depths of the forest. He often had the screaming scream. He often felt that he had to stay away from the bonfire and enter the virgin forest, where he moved forward to some unknown places and did not understand why it was like this, too. He also does not consider where to go, why he wants to go. The shooting is not tolerant from the deepest part of the jungle. But every time he went to the depths of the forest, because of his love for John Thornton, he returned to the campfire. So this is showing, actually from the book, showing how his struggle with go back to the wild or just stay over there. He actually have a time that he really struggled on it. I think this book teach me a lesson in actually our social life, in our society, is showing the old, like, wild characterization. So just like a box, he used his real life to tell the whole world this world only have the people who've been, like, under the power and who has the power. That's the whole thing, whole value of life. And also, in the story, there's a sentence that he has a spirit of loyalty and devotion, and he has a wealth and the awkward side. So this is talking about the wealth. This is making up honors, making up like friendship, and all in all, this is the whole book about it, I think. Yeah, I think that's my understand for the whole book. I think this book is really good to read, and you should read for life. You will understand why it's the most famous book in America, and you actually can learn something if you read very seriously. If you not, you like, if you don't read so seriously, you still should read it, because there's a lot, like, amazing story happens, like a book with different people, why he been selling, and how other dog being part of is him. And this is it's just the whole book is teach you a lot, how to survive. If you can learn it, it's very useful for life. So that's it. That's my story, and hope you like it and give us some love.